Okay, we are on page Kuf Sadi Dalad, coming right to the end of Chelek Gimel. Kuf Sadi Dalad, and we're starting a new siman today. Not quite finishing it, it's only 1/5, but we'll do part of it today. Shin Mem Gimel, Dine Cotton B'Shabbos. Page Kuf Sadi Dalad, siman Shin Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Cotton Oichan Reilos. If you come across a child that is eating non-kosher meat, we'll call it, Ain Beis Din Metzuvim Lafrishoy, it's not the obligation on Beis Din, on the Tzibur, to stop him eating. But the father is commanded to rebuke him, stop him, separate him from eating, and he says in brackets here in the Ramah, Me Issa Doraisa. The father has to stop him eating in Issa Doraisa. And as for actually feeding him an Issa, not just watching him as he's doing it, but he found it himself, but actually feeding him Issa, that's right. Also, I feel a joy, Shasuim, on to page 388, Midiri Seifim. Even to give a child an Issa Drabonon to eat is Asa. Bechain, Asa, Lahagilai, Bechilot Shabbos, and Moyed, I feel a joy, Shahim, Mishum, Shrus. You're also not allowed to accustom him to breaking Shabbos. And the Moyed, Cholam Moyed as well, even with things which are only Mishum Shrus, which are only Medrabbanan. Again, so you're not allowed to give him Issa, you're not allowed to train him to do Issa by breaking Shabbos, etc., even with Issa Medrabbanan. We will leave the Ramah for today, we're going to come back to it, because we're going to see a second opinion in the Ramah, but currently we're going to just do the Shulchan Aruch. And, yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkoton Aleph, on page Kuf Sadi Dalet, Nevelos. If a kid is eating nevelos, right, meat that was not shechted properly, Beis Din are not required to stop him. Ruadin kol shai isurim. It's not only about eating non-kosher food, it's also all isurim. If you come across a child, or Beis Din come across a child that's doing an issa, b'chein chil Shabbos, or even breaking Shabbos, in moisel adas, that's why if he's doing it of his own volition. But if he's doing it for the sake of an adult asks him to do it, or an adult is encouraging him, or he knows the adult wants it, then you do have to protest. Mm-hmm.
What is a child?
On the bar mitzvah. Non-chinuch, under chinuch age, we're going to see a bit later. That's a good question. Which one? I didn't say chinuch age, you said chinuch age. I said under bar mitzvah. What we're going to, chilukim in under bar mitzvah, we're going to get to. But this din, the idea of a, we mentioned this maybe in the past, that if a son is doing melacha for the father and the father is encouraging him or showing that he's happy about it, then the father is a mechalal Shabbos, not the son. The son is part of a mitzvah, but the father is considered to be mechalal Shabbos, and that's learned from the pasuk lo yasekom melacha atu bincha, because if bincha is over a mitzvah, he's the atu of the pasuk. So in order to be bincha, he has to be under a mitzvah, and therefore, don't have your child do malacha for you. That's kind of what he's mentioning here. If it's the father. Okay, Sivkan Beis Aval Aviv, but the father is commanded to rebuke his son and to stop him eating this issa, or doing this issa. Da'afilu, Sivkan Beis, Da'afilu lachanich bonov v'benoisov v'mitzvois hutul olav. Even to generally educate his children, his sons, his daughters, in mitzvahs, that's the father's obligation. Kedichsev, as it says in Mishlei, Chanech lenar pi darkoi. You have to educate a child according to his way. Because shekein lafisha mi issa demutar alav, certainly, to educate him, you have to do it in positive ways, you're certainly required to stop him doing issuim. He needs to be trained to keep mitzvahs. V'yesh ma'achoinim shesovim, de mitzvahs chinuch, mutal gam alayim. Some ma'achoinim hold that the mitzvah chinuch applies also to the mother, not just to the father. This is all, by the way, as you can see from Chanuch Lanah, it's a pasuk in the Navi, it's not a deraisa. Chinuch for Torah, teaching of son Torah is deraisa, but teaching to do mitzvahs is drabonon, Chanuch Lanah pidalko is the makor, and Yesh Achoyim say again, even the mother is also got that mitzvah drabonon of chinuch. Sivkot Gimel mi issa deraisa. The father has to rebuke him and stop him doing Issa Doraisa. Added those two words added by the Ramah. But MS affiliate makes a drabonon chayav lafrish. It's not only a doraisa that you have to stop the kid doing. If you, even if you see a kid doing drabonon, you're also required to stop him, the father, right? Kamoshi tzarech lechanchav mitzvah drabonon. Just like a father has to educate his son to do mitzvah drabonon, kiddush, havdalah, whatever, so too, there's lots of things, right? So too, he's required to stop him doing a sermon drabonon. So why is the Rama adding these words of issa doraisa? It sounds like only in a doraisa he'd have to protest. So, so what's the difference here between Doraisas and Drabonons? If the child was doing this Drabonon, if the father did not do his job and stop the child from doing that Issa, Beis Din are not required to protest the father and force him to go and stop his son doing the Issa Drabonon. But if the kid is doing a Doraisa and the father is not stopping him, Beis Din force the father to go and stop the child from doing that Issa Doraisa. This is all learned from the Magid Mishnah, the Pshat and the Rambam. Now the Gemara's got a different explanation. Why do we have these words added in the Shulchan Aruch by the Rama, may Issa Doraisa, if there's nothing, if the father also has to stop the kid doing Issa Drabonon? So it says that on the Goyin, there are certain situations where if the kid's only doing a drabonon, you're not required to stop him. But even actually to go and give him the issa is permitted. What's that? That's when the child needs that issa for himself. If the child needs this issa drabonon, you're allowed to even give it to him in certain situations. And that's why the Rama added the word issa doraisa, because it's not always true to say the father has to protest the son. Only when it's an issa doraisa he has to protest. In issa and drabonon, there's certain cases where he does not need to protest, and on the contrary, he can actually give it to him. And again, the case is in when the child needs it. For example, if the child needs to bathe or to put oils on Yom Kippur, which is an issa drabonon, then it is permitted. If he needs it. That what now he gives on a whole list of things now. What is obviously true to say the following. If a person hears his child, son or daughter, right, under bar mitzvah, speaking Loshon Hara, mitzvah ligor bahem ulafishem, it's definitely a mitzvah to rebuke them and stop them speaking this. And so too when it comes to arguing and telling falsehoods and cursing, all these things, if a father hears it, he has to stop his child. Right. In our great sins, many stumble on this and they don't protest their children. They leave their children to speak whatever they want, to speak Lashon Hara, speak Rechilas, tail-bearing, and to curse. And it becomes, therefore, such a habit for these children to speak this way. That's how they get used to speaking. That once he's used to it, so when he grows up and he hears at some point there's a great issa in speaking Lashon Hara, he's going to find it very hard to not speak Lashon Hara because he's so used to it from when he was young. Because he's used to it already for a number of years. And he treats it like something which is mutter because he's so used to doing it. And he won't be able to resist and change his ways or find it very difficult because he's so used to it when he was young. The solution is to educate him when he's younger, not to speak Lashon Hara. Right? Train them when they're young. Now we're going to get to discuss when does the mitzvah chinuch apply to different types of mitzvahs. So when it's a mitzvah asei, when are you required to teach your child about fulfilling mitzvahs asei, a particular mitzvahs asei? Shiach chinuch b'mitzvahs asei hu b'chol chinoik lefi chavifusei v'idiyosei. Every child according to his sharpness and according to his knowledge. There's no specific age for chinuch of positive mitzvahs. It depends on the child. B'chol davar lefi inyoni. Every mitzvah depending on how it is, its own inyon. And it's actually a b'risa. Kagoyin hayodeh me'inyan Shabbos. For example, if a child understands the concept of Shabbos, chayav la'gilo lishmaya kiddush v'avdala, then you now have a mitzvah of chinuch to train him to listen to kiddush and avdala. Hayodeh atef kalocha chayav b'sizra. A child that knows how to wrap himself properly in arba kanfois, then you have a mitzvah of sitzes to teach. You have trained the mitzvah of sitzes. Canal simon yud zayin, as we learned already a long time ago, beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Other examples, every mitzvah, ben b'mitzvah aseh shel Torah, ben b'shel divrei. He says, whether it's about deraisa mitzvahs, drabonah mitzvahs, it all depends on the sharpness and on the knowledge of the child. Once he is sharp enough and understands and has enough understanding and knowledge of the mitzvah, you now have what the mitzvah means. Therefore, you have now a mitzvah to train him to do that mitzvah. The rice or drabon, whatever it might be. This is all for positive mitzvahs. When it comes to negative mitzvahs, ben shel Torah, ben shel divrei, whether we're talking about deraisa mitzvahs or drabonah mitzvahs, who b'chol tinoik shehu bar havana, every child that understands, you have a, whether it's again deraisa or drabonah, lo yisaseh, you are required to train your child not to do them. Shemeivin k'sha'imim lo yishazeh aser lasos lechol. For example, he'll understand when you tell him this thing you're not allowed to do, this thing you're not allowed to eat. If he understands it, now once he's got the Havana, now you have to train him in that mitzvah. Such a small child, he has no understanding at all, doesn't get what you're saying. You tell him, you tell a one-year-old this is not kosher food, he's not going to understand what you're saying. Right? So if you shout at him and say no, he'll stop. It's not that he understands the mitzvah, he doesn't understand his father shouting at him, so he stops. Right? So if he doesn't have any understanding, he's so young, he doesn't have any understanding, he's not required to stop his son from eating against his will, to stop the son against his will from eating non-kosher foods, and also you don't have to stop him from breaking Shabbos, even if he's doing this at Torah. Right? If a kid's doing this at Torah and he's so young, he doesn't get what you're saying, right? He doesn't understand the concept of mitzvahs, whatever, Shabbos, then you're not required to stop him from doing these issurim. Because he doesn't understand at all that which you are stopping him and preventing him from doing. He doesn't get what you're trying to do. Like, he gets his father trying to stop him. He doesn't have no idea what he wants from him. You go, if you ask the kid if he can understand, like, what's his father? He's like, I've no idea. It's like, no clue. Well, he's telling me not to do it, so I won't do it. But you don't understand the idea of the mitzvah, and therefore you're not commanded to stop him. And if the father, son, and the son is in a place of tumah, you're not required to take him out of a house or a place where there is tumah, elenkeinu bahavana, unless the child is old enough to understand the principle. Azai mitzvah al aviv lo yitzia kedei afisho min ha'isa machmas mitzvah chinuch. Because of mitzvah chinuch, the father will have to take him out of the place or get him out of a place somehow of this tumah where the son is located. Ulach nisoy b'bayis. Now we're already talking about tumah of a koyin, right? So ulach nisoy b'bayis she tumah b'seichoy. What about to take a koyin cotton into a place of tumah? V'chein l'sfois l'shabbos v'asum, or in parallel, to give a child to eat prohibited foods. Right, you're actually feeding them, taking them to a place of issa, feeding them non-kosher food, right? Also, I feel a tinnik she'ini b'havana adayin. Even if the child is so young, he does not understand anything, he's definitely not the age of chinuch, you're still not allowed to give him this issa. As we're going to see. Eishes koyin. Now here's another interesting shaila, always one of those classic lomdish shailas that they talk about. An eishes koyin mu'uberes. Right, what about a pregnant koyin's wife? So she might have a little baby koyin inside there, and they're not allowed to even tame a koyin. Right? So can she, this Yisraelis who married a koyin, can she go to a place of tumah when she's got a baby inside that might be a boy and he's a koyin? So Shekovia Mela Ledes, right, she's coming close to birth. She is allowed, this pregnant Kohen's wife, is allowed to go into a place where there is tumah. Even though we're certain that she's going to give birth over there, and therefore she might well be causing her new baby boy, an issa of tumah. Maybe he will be, it'll be a boy and he'll become tummy there. Still, she's allowed to go into that place. Why is that? At this stage, she's still pregnant. Why is she allowed to go in? The famous fixfaker. The fixfaker who, shema yeh nekeva, v'shema yeh nefel. Maybe it will be female, and maybe it will just be miscarried, and therefore this double suffix makes it permitted to go into this place of tumah. When a woman, just to fill in just one line here, that here we're talking about when she's about to give birth. So she's going to a place where she's about to give birth. There's a chashash that when she gives birth to a boy, she's been matama the boy. But what if she's just pregnant, and she's not about to give birth? She's 6 months pregnant. Can she go into place of the tumah? Absolutely yes. Why is that permitted? The concept of tumah blua or tahara blua. That over here, when the baby's inside, surrounded by inside its mother's womb, it cannot become tummy from the outside anyway. So therefore, there's no chashash. There's no shayla. The shayla is only at the end of the pregnancy when she's going to give birth. Where can she give birth? That's why we need a sick faker to permit her to go to this place of tumma. There's lots of ways and stuff about what to do after she gives birth. But some of Zalman said, interestingly, if you can get the baby out of the hospital in the first 24 hours, well, after 24 hours, get him out of there. If the doctor's let and it's not dangerous to the mother or the baby, get the baby out. But you see, a different place can deal with it in different ways. But here we're not. We're talking about pre the birth. Sifkat and Dalad will be the last one for today. Asa, so we said, to feed a child, actively feel the child, Issa is Asa, even if it's Issum Drabonon. Asa, the Kol Adam, right? No one is allowed, not just the father, no one is allowed to feed the child, Issa. Even if it's a very young child, right? Under the age of Chinuch, you're still not allowed to feed the child. But Davazahu Issa Minato is an Issa Torah to feed the child, an Issa Torah. Right. So, where do we learn this from? There's three psukim. The Afin Alami Dechviv, Beshratzim. It says about the issa of eating shratzim. It says, Loi Seichlum. Quite say, there's an extra phrase that didn't need to be it, saying, Loi Seichlum. And what do we learn from there? The Kiblu Chazal, the Roi Tzalayim, Loi Sa'achilim Lekatanim. Loi Seichlum means don't eat them, but we read it as Loi Sa'achilim, do not feed them. Do not feed them to who? Do not feed them to small children. You can't feed shratzim or any other such food to small children. B'chein b'dam, and also about blood. K'siv kol nefesh mikem loyseichol dam. Any soul from amongst you should not eat blood or drink blood. V'kiblu chazal deroy salayim loyseachil katan. They darshan it to mean don't feed children, don't eat it, and don't feed children it. So now we've got two of them of eating shratzim, right? Sheretz and dam. And v'chein b'tumas kohanim. K'siv emor v'amalte. It says about the kohanim. The double lashon of amira. It says in the pasuk about the kohanim. It says emor v'amalte. Right, double lashon, two words in the same pasuk. Right, say to the kohanim and say to them. So amu chazal emor legadolim shiyom lekatanim. Tell the adults to tell the children, which means to command or prevent the children, or don't take children to a place of tumah. That's the idea. So even a small child, a small kohen, 2-year-old kohen, you're not allowed to take him to a place of tumah. Even if you're a Yisrael, you're not allowed to do it. And it could be a derisa for Yisrael to we see it's a derisa of it. Whether the person taking the small coin is a coin or a Yisrael, it could be a derisa to take the child to a place of tumma. The name Mishalosh Mitzvahs Eilu, from these three mitzvahs of Sheretz, right, creepy coolies, right, blood or tumma of Kehanim, from there, Anu Lamedim, Lekola Torah Kula, we learn to the whole Torah, all Isurim. Right, the Kol Isuri Torah, Asal Achilam, you're not allowed to give a child any Isur Torah to eat, or the Savoisim Shiavu, or to command them to transgress. Or the Chain, even a small child. Right, the Chain, Asal Yitain Letinek, Dva Machol Shal Isa, Avil Lishchikwe. Therefore, you can't even give a child something small, a type of food that's Asa, even if you're not giving the kid to eat, if he wants to play with it. Right, you give a little kid a beetle, right, to play with, and the kid might well gobble it up. Then it's an Isa. It's an issa to give the kid a thing that it might eat, shema yechilin, because he might eat it, the have kama achila b'yadam, because if you just fed him, because you gave him the beetle to eat, therefore don't give beetles to small children or anything else that a kid that might eat, the issa Torah, you may not give it to him even to play with, lest he eat it. Adkan.